7.
Is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind as we launch here into the second hour of the program. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-FREE. And that number brought to you by SACL CAI. Plus, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Do head over and enjoy the features that we have there. You get to create the content of the site. So you find something online you want to share with us, you want to share with the other listeners of the show, submit it at showprep@freetalklive.com, and it will then appear on the upcoming stories page. You click to the upcoming stories page anytime you go to the site, and you'll see the freshest content as submitted by listeners like you. Then vote on it. Vote up stuff that you like, and if you want, you can vote down stuff you don't like, or leave it neutral. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. The front page. I'm not sure what the algorithm is that decides what goes to the top, but it's there.
Internet magic.
Yeah, so go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. Let's go back to the phones and the fun. Barry stuck through the news. He had called in at the end of the last hour to take us to task.
Oh, God.
For talking about the Manti Te'o situation, which I thought is fascinating. And, I think there's a lot of interesting things to discuss there. But this is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. So I said to you, well, give us the most important story to Barry tonight. So go ahead.
Well, I would think that the brainwashing of our children by the public school system, for instance, would be a lot more of an important thing to the direction and the way the country is going to go than whether a football player is telling the lies or not.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking about this, this week, and trying to come up with the very best way to encapsulate this to somebody who wouldn't necessarily just agree right off the bat that our kids are being brainwashed in day prisons. The thing I was able to come up with, and I don't know if it's good or not, but just kind of if you sent your kid to, say, call it Catholic school, would you expect Catholic school to be as rigorous in pointing out the historical foibles of the Catholic Church as you would than as being rigorous in pointing out, say, the foibles in the Muslim Church, if whatever that is, the mosque, I don't know, the Islam as a whole.
Orthodox Islam.
Would you expect that? I wouldn't expect that. So
certainly
how in the world can we expect a government school to be very good at showing kids how to critically think around the area of governance?
Indeed. Barry?
Well, we can't.
We can't.
My three children, I homeschooled my three children for that reason. But you're exactly right.
Well, and last night, I'd just like to, let you know, Barry, that last night on the show we talked about the Illinois high school where they did the lockdown procedure and then proceeded to fire blanks in the hallways. So certainly there's no shortage of stories to talk about with ridiculous government school action. In fact, Mark, you had something. If you can pull that up, we could discuss that
the
here.
Kid that,
the New York City.
The 7-year-old kid that got handcuffed and taken off.
And interrogated for, 10 hours or something ridiculous like that?
Yeah, that's a grueling 10-hour
over a $5 theft.
Yeah, that he didn't do.
Right. So, there's never a shortage. We could fill a whole lot of time every night on this show just doing ridiculous government school stories, and we do bring them up on.
But, of course, if we do that, somebody's going to call in and say, you guys don't like anything. It's always bad news with you.
Anyway, Barry, I'm glad you brought that to the forefront. It is an important issue, and we certainly agree with that. Anything else you want to share?
Well, I'd like to ask Mark a question if I could.
Go for it.
Sure, Barry.
I noticed that you always somehow have a way of turning everything back around to your really disdain for Christianity.
Tonight?
It's a frequent thing with you. You have some kind of a disdain for Christianity.
Yeah, I don't. I think that I was pretty thoroughly damaged by my experience in the church as a young person. I was a Sunday school teacher for a time. I went to church, church every Sunday. I went to a Christian school every other day of the week, except for Saturday, I suppose. And, I I felt I'd experimented with other churches. I came to the point where I felt like I'd been lied to, and I to some extent think that some of the mistakes in my life were based on my belief in this, and then getting rid of that belief, and it was really tough for me.
How do you blame Christianity for that? How do you blame Jesus Christ for that?
Let's just clarify, Mark. Do you blame Christians, Christianity, or organized religion?
I think that I'm, well, I mean,
or all of our mix, or whatever.
Mostly Christians are in an organized religion, right? Like, I think that what I blame is the belief in hell, and this, being passed on to kids. I went to prison for second degree murder for 9 years, and I believe that the reason that I didn't kill anybody, but I was there and I was involved, and I believe the reason that I was involved was because I was told this story, and then I decided, you know what, this story doesn't make any sense to me, and so I put it behind me. But I didn't have any moral foundation at that point. I had been given a moral foundation, which was do the right thing or you'll go to hell. But I wasn't given a moral foundation of do the right thing, because then good things will happen to you and you will be happy with the results. Hollywood and TV and movies had told me, bad guys really can get ahead, and I really don't think that that's, I largely do not believe that that's a true statement. I don't think that you can get ahead by doing bad things. So I had been told all this stuff, and, why not do bad things? You'll get ahead. It's not like you're going to go to hell, because that's a bunch of dumb crap. So that's where I feel the real crux of Christianity failed me.
Well, if I might, the biggest critic of organized religion that there ever has been was Jesus Christ.
He was
a total critic of organized
Absolutely.
Religion.
This is a point that I've tried to make on the show a few times, and sometimes it's taken well and sometimes it's taken poorly, is that Christianity has become the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that they are a bunch of rule followers and law readers instead of followers of the inner light. And that, Jesus said, I got two commandments for you, two of them. Two commandments, and they, love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind, love your neighbor as yourself, bam, you're done. It has nothing to do with gay people, it has nothing to do with smoking cigarettes, it has nothing to do with dropping the F-bomb, it has nothing to do with these things. And
sex outside of marriage.
2,000 years of that turns into, the hypocrisy that we have of the church today.
There's a difference between religion and Christianity. Christianity is
That's true.
Not a religion.
What is it?
It's belief in Jesus Christ. It is not an organized religion.
A belief in Jesus, just to clarify, not just a belief in the existence of Jesus Christ, but you mean the belief that he is the one Son of God, right?
Correct, exactly.
Because I was going to say, Muslims believe in Jesus Christ too. They just don't believe that he was the Son of God. They just believe he was one of many prophets.
Right. That's what I meant to state it, the way I meant to state it. The belief is the Son of Christ.
Well, it's become a religion in the same way that Buddhism has become a religion as well, even though it wasn't Buddha's original intention for that to happen either. So these are the things that tend to happen over time, is they get religions become debased, I guess you could say.
If
from their
Christians
original
would stick to, you need to love Jesus, the Son of God, instead of all the other stuff that goes with it, and voting against, people being able to marry the folks they want to marry, or voting against gambling, or voting against prostitution, or whatever it is, getting involved in government, I don't think I wouldn't have the problem with it.
Sure.
Nobody's mad at the Amish. They don't vote.
Right. The Amish aren't going to try to force themselves
on
you.
They're not going to take away your cars.
If I agree with you, Mark, if Christians were, the people that profess to be Christians would actually do as Jesus was advocating and love their neighbor, even love their enemy, and forgive people, and, not go to war, and not advocate for locking up peaceful people, and doing all these things that Jesus arguably would never have done, then they would have a whole lot more credibility. But that leads back to what you were saying about them being Pharisees, right, Mark?
That's the idea.
Hey, Barry, thanks for your call and thoughts. Do appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I think Barry's right that there are times when I can get on tirades. And, I have no problem pointing out that, I have a great deal of education in the area of Christianity, and most of it I have turned back on that Christianity, because I'm not happy with those ideas as I was taught them.
All right, so plenty of time for your thoughts. By the way, I forgot to mention thus far, still not used to this, we are on Skype, so you don't have to use our toll-free line. You can call us on Skype. LRN.FM is the username. Just add us as a contact first. We'll accept that, and then you'll be able to call us from that point on. So, once again, LRN.FM via Skype, also toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want. Manti Te'o, Christianity, whatever's on your mind goes. It's Free Talk Live.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood prefinished Brazilian hardwood is up to 47% less. Refinished birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard-of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live is available to you toll free to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. We call it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in and talk about anything you would like. That is the point of the program, and we do it here 7 nights per week. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. Archives, we've got them. They go back for years. And you can click and download as many as you would like. Just go to freetalklive.com. Look at the top of the page. You'll see our last 7 days worth up there at the top. And then if you want to go back even further, you can just click into the archives section. That'll take you back to late 2006. And you can also get those very same archives, plus more than that, including Edgington Post episodes, which, Mark, that's your interview series.
That's right.
That you've been performing for a couple of years. Those are available through our SoundCloud channel at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. So head on over there and get access to a variety of archives. Plus, the SoundCloud makes it easy to share your favorite episodes of Free Talk Live. So if you want to share an episode, say, on your Facebook profile or Twitter, just copy the SoundCloud link for the show. And by the way, if you right-click the episode on our website, that's also the SoundCloud link. But if you copy the SoundCloud link, then paste that, it builds the player right into the Facebook post. It's pretty sweet. So, head on over to freetalklive.com. It's all free.
Are you an outdoor enthusiast? Do you have an outdoor enthusiast in your life? Somebody who's into camping or hunting or shooting or survivalist kind of things? Well, you need gear to be able to do these activities. And obviously, you want to get the name brand gear and you want to get it at the best prices. Who doesn't? The place to go for that is manventureoutpost.com. Lots of people are looking for ammunition right now and other kind of, accessories for their rifles. You can get all those things at manventureoutpost.com, including things for, air rifles or archery or, if you're into camping, you can get some tents or all kinds of things for camping. And you can just go to manventureoutpost.com and get everything that you need right there. Get it at the lowest prices. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. It's manventureoutpost.com. I've gone there many times, and never have I been able to find a price that's lower than theirs. They have the rock-bottom prices at manventureoutpost.com. I guarantee it.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. You can bring up anything that you want, and since we did mention it, if we get the chance, we'll tell you more about this 7-year-old who was cuffed in
a
New York City school. Mark's got that story. But first, we go to Brian, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hey, Brian.
Hey, good evening, folks.
What's on your mind?
I thought I'd do a rebuttal, being a Christian Methodist. I believe in science, and I believe in God, and I believe that he promotes our science. But from that point, I wanted to mention that our government sticks their hands into my brethren's hospitals, the people that have taken up the slack for years, the Catholic hospitals, sticking their little paws into there. I don't believe in me telling the government anything over my faith or religion. I can back it up. I can do certain things in my own way based on my faith. But I don't believe in talking to somebody with my Bible. But on the inverse, I don't believe in government coming in and telling people that, okay, you've got to force these Catholic hospitals to promote abortion or at least have it available.
I totally agree with you.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, as a supporter of property rights, you or the Catholic hospital or whoever it is that owns the property should be able to decide what they can do with it. Now, I may or may not support those things that they do with their property, and I should be able to be free to choose to not send my money to the places I don't support. But you're right, the government does meddle, and they do take people's money from them without their consent, and then they give that money to organizations that are doing things that they wouldn't otherwise have wanted done with their money.
Precisely. They wouldn't support that at that point. And there's a lot of establishments that way. And like you folks, I don't appreciate the government meddling in my faith, just as I won't use my faith to meddle in what I think should be intellectually conceptual items of government.
Very good, sir. I'm with you, and I thank you for the call tonight, Brian. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Dave.
Nobody ever talks about the Jehovah's Witness hospitals.
Dave is on the line listening in California to KGOE on the West Coast in Eureka.
Well, gentlemen, I am very much a dedicated listener to Talk Radio and to your show in particular.
Go ahead with your thoughts tonight, Dave.
Well, what I wanted to let you know is how much I have come to value, because in the mainstream media today, I don't find it any longer totally open and objective as you guys are and willing to say what's on your mind. Let's hear it. We're willing to discuss it. And
Well, generally, well, that's considered bad radio. You know, when they train you in talk radio, you're told to not do the kind of show we're doing. And so we are essentially breaking the rules of talk radio every night here on Free Talk Live.
It's the truth, Dave.
What they tell you is that it's the host who's why people tune in. The host is what they want to hear. And I disagree. I want to hear the callers.
The suggestion is that somehow Ian and I are just more interesting people than and we have more interesting things than you have to say.
I think it's ridiculous. I'm with me all day long, and I'm pretty bored of me. So I've heard everything I have to say.
I think that there's an unwillingness to risk that people might share ideas that are credible and believable that they don't particularly want heard. I value each of you, and I wanted to share a thought with Mark in view of the recent couple of callers, too.
All right, go ahead.
I'm on the Tom Hartman chat room. My nick there is Bertrand Russell, one of my heroes, and I was thinking, you have a very forthright, direct, courageous way of voicing the real thoughts that you have today, and I've traveled down the same route with you on religion. Bertrand Russell pointed out that I live in a world right now where there's some 5,700 recognized religions. Almost all of them believe they are the one right true religion.
Mm-hmm.
And of them, most all believe that everybody else is doomed.
Yeah.
He thought, you know, for that reason alone, you better rethink which one of these you happen to be born into or fell into, stumbled into.
Because I tend to agree with that viewpoint.
Right, if there are 5,000 religions, and I'll take your word for it, I certainly don't know, then statistically, what are the chances that you fell into the right one? The vast majority, I'm going to go 99%, the vast majority of people are going to be the religion of their dad, mom, grandmother, grandfather, all of those people together. They're unlikely to go out and find a new religion and be able to look at it objectively enough to say, you know, that's the right one. And even if they do switch from one religion to another, they've only, they still have the same statistical chance of picking a bad religion.
You know, it's scary in a way that we put so little thought into it, because one religion alone, the Baptist, which is a very big religion, that factions within it are willing to condemn one another over whether or not they can dance, over whether or not they can wear jewelry, whether or not the wedding ring constitutes jewelry. And they are so fervent in these beliefs that the others are going to hell for not agreeing with them, and they can show you some page in their holy book that says they're the right ones.
That's the only card they've got, though, Dave. It's a that's why I hate the hell thing. You know, bring me to your church. I, by the way, go to church just about every Sunday. I go to I'm a Quaker meeting. You know, I call it church to make it easy for people to understand. It's a meeting. But I go every Sunday. You know, get me to your church with the positives of your church, not by threatening me with hell.
I think of all those religions, I think they're all right about something, but not necessarily about everything. And thank you for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, you can connect with us on Skype at lrn.fm, so look us up there as well. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Time and time again,
you need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fall in love. with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. 'Tis the season to buy some flowers, or we'll just give them to you for free from proflowers.com. We've got $50 gift cards, and the plan is to give them away online. So you can connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to get to either one of those, or just go straight to your favorite by going to Facebook.freetalklive.com or Twitter.freetalklive.com. Make sure you are liked, or you have liked us on Facebook, and that you have followed us on Twitter, and then you will have a chance at some point to win more than one of these. We're not just going to do one giveaway. We'll do a few of them for you, and you could possibly get a $50 proflowers.com gift card. We're not going to do the giveaway tonight, but you should go tonight to like us if you have not yet done so on Facebook, and also follow us on Twitter. That way you are prepared, and as you pointed out, Mark, make sure to take the extra 5 seconds to hover over the like button on Facebook and then click get notifications.
Because that'll make sure that you get the notification that I'm giving away the Pro Flowers gift card.
So you don't miss your chance.
And if you do both of these things, you'll have twice the chance to win. I think I'm going to give away about one every day for the next 4 days or so on both Facebook and Twitter. So, you know, that's how I'm going to give them away. It's my intention thereabouts. So
indeed,
yeah, go like and follow. I want to tell you real quickly about Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the new online currency. It's hard for somebody to have not heard about this at all at this point.
If they listen to Free Talk Live.
Certainly Free Talk Live. It's been in Forbes. It's been in on Fox News. It's been just about every news organization out there at some point or another has done something on Bitcoins. They're a online currency. They don't exist in the real world. You can't touch them, but they are uncounterfeitable. They're they can't be created. They can't be inflated by some government agency or bank. That's not possible. No one can mess with your account. You can have an account online, and I mean anybody who's had any kind of trouble with PayPal or any other banking organizations out there knows that that account isn't yours. It's their account. You're giving them your money to put in that account. Mm-hmm. So with Bitcoin, it's your account. You control it completely. But what really people wonder, well, how do I get Bitcoins? And the answer is go to bitinstant.com. And they also wonder, if I've got a business, how do I take Bitcoins? And the answer is bitpay.com. You can go to – do we have bitpay.com, by the way, a link on our bitcoin.freetalklive.com?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, we do have bitinstant.com there at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. So you can just go and find out about these things, because it's bitinstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get your Bitcoins. And BitPay makes it easy for an online business to take Bitcoins because it's cheaper than a credit card, and there are no fees, and there's no chance of there's a fee, but there's no chance of a chargeback or any kind of counterfeit. The fee is less than that of a credit card. So go check them out, bitpay.com.
Should you like, I can put a link over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. I will do that here. Let's
go. Helpful.
Ray, in the meantime, listening in North Carolina. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live. Ray, going once. Ray.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about we're going into slavery in America, but I have a solution for it, though.
Okay.
You know, I'm really kind of surprised that nobody picked up on this, you know?
All right, let's see. We've heard a lot of solutions, so go ahead and run it by us.
Okay. Can I talk about the problem first a little bit?
Sure.
Well, I'd love to hear it, but I bet I know what the solution is. I know what it starts with.
What?
We all have to do, and then you fill in whatever it is. Go ahead. What's the problem?
Go ahead.
Okay. The problem, the problem goes back to the 1700s. You ever hear of a guy named Willie Lynch?
Willie Lynch.
No,
but you believe I'm looking him up now.
Okay. Willie Lynch his job was to make slaves, okay, and to keep them slaves. In other words, so they wouldn't rebel against their masters, okay?
All right.
Now, I'm reading from the Willie Lynch papers, okay?
All right.
Okay, let me see. Now, instead of using the word, I'm just going to say the N-word, okay, because it says this word a lot.
No, before you didn't.
No, I'm just going to say the N-word.
No, okay. No, you're just going to say the N-word. I got you.
Great.
Go ahead.
Okay. Therefore, if you break the female mother, and I'm just reading it word for word, okay?
Yep.
She will break the offspring in early years of development, and when the offspring is old enough to work, she will deliver it up for you. For her normal female protective tendencies will have been lost in the original breaking process. For example, take the case of a wild stud horse, a female horse of an already infant horse, and compare the breaking process with two captured N-word males in their natural state, a pregnant N-word woman with her infant offspring. Take the stud horse, break him for limited containment. Okay,
I mean, it's sick. What you're reading is sick. It's treating humans as though they're animals to be broken and
livestock.
We certainly understand that slavery was horrible. Where are you going with reading that?
Well, hold on a minute. This has to do with our lives right now.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna try. Okay, take the meanest and restless N-word, strip him of his clothes in front of the remaining male N-word, the female and the N-word infant. Tar and feather him, tie each leg to a different horse faced in opposite directions.
Oh, jeez.
Set him on fire and beat both horses to pull him apart in front of the remaining, and work.
That's what they call drawing and quartering.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next step is to take a bullwhip and beat the remaining N-word male to the point of death in front of the female and infant. Don't kill him, but put the fear of God in him where he can be useful for future breeding. Okay? Mm. Hold on a second. The breaking process of the African woman. Take a female and run a series of tests on her if she will submit to your desired ruling.
Tie this into what's going on today, because we don't have all night.
Okay. Basically, what they did was they basically beat the males in front of the family, okay?
Yeah.
And basically, what I'm relating that to is, like, when you watch like, TV, when you watch the movies, what they're doing is basically the same thing. They're constantly humiliating men in front of women. Because
give me an example of that.
I mean, I don't know what movie you want to pick out, but they're all doing it. You know, they're always like the woman is a strong one, the man is the weak one.
I don't know if that's always true. I mean, there's plenty of movies where men are glorified. I don't know if that's true.
Die Hard's dying pretty hard.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's a true statement.
Yeah,
let's go on.
So anyway,
let's get to the solution, because I agree with you that people are enslaved, but it's a much more subtle slavery. It's not an open man with a whip kind of thing. It's more of an intellectual thing, and they do have to break people. They do have to, you know, show them like, oh, look, we're going to take Wesley Snipes and put him in a jail cell, and Willie Nelson, we're going to go after him and show them that we're serious and, you know, scare people into compliance. So what's the solution to it?
The solution God gave us is Deuteronomy 28, having basically another Azusa Street in our apartments, in our homes.
A what?
Having another Azusa Street.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, Azusa Street was in American history, basically what happened was we had like an incredible move of God in Azusa Street in Los Angeles, okay? Basically, what happened was the nation became baptized in the Holy Spirit at that time. Okay, and it just
followed. No, well,
how does the nation become
Los Angeles Azusa Street? Okay, you're gonna have to define Azusa Street without using the word Azusa.
Are you saying street Azusa Street or Azusa Street?
Azusa Street. It was Azusa Street revival.
I would like to hear more about what your solution is, because I don't understand it at all. We'll give you the chance to explain here in moments. Hang on, Ray. 855-450-FREE. Did you know the nation was baptized, Mark? That was news to me.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't either, but we'll find out here. 855-450-FREE.
I'm just glad he didn't use the N-word.
Yeah, and yeah. More on the way here. You can take control. And this is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff, from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You may bring up what you want here. It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the show. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, you can reach us on Skype. And I like the Skype. It's become my favorite method of bringing callers on because you don't really sound like a caller anymore when you're on Skype in a lot of cases. You sound almost like you're here with us. Almost. So you can connect to us on Skype over at lrn.fm. The only downside to Skype is that at this time we can only take one call at any given moment with Skype. So LRN, once you're on, you are the one, basically the only call on hold. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, lrn.fm on Skype, and of course we will take your calls about anything. By the way, before we get back to Ray and his plan to stop slavery, which I don't know what that's going to be, we'll find out. But before we get back to that, I want to invite you to the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. If you love freedom, if you love the idea of liberty, that you know you believe that everybody should be free to live their lives however they want, so long as they don't harm anybody else, you should come to the Liberty Forum because it's a great chance to experience what it's like to be around hundreds of other people who think like you. Because if you're anything like I was when I was living down in Florida, and I'm now here in New Hampshire, but if you're anything like I was back down there, I felt pretty lonely. Yeah, there were a handful of people in Sarasota County that seemed to care about freedom, but not much more than a handful or two handfuls. And it was really depressing because we, no matter what activism we were doing, it really wasn't getting us anywhere. And so the idea of the Free State Project is to bring all those liberty-loving people, or as many of them as possible, from around the country and around the world, all to the same place. And over 1,000 people are already here in New Hampshire full-time as part of the Free State Project. Mark, you and I made the move here back in 2006.
It's been like 7 years.
And there are still people who are coming here. They've yet to make the trip. There are over 13,000 people who have signed up to come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. The Liberty Forum is a perfect chance to check it out, to get your feel for what things are like here with hundreds and over 1,000 activists thus far, with over 20,000 to be the goal. 20,000 is our goal, so we're over two-thirds of the way toward that goal. come on up and see what it's like. And get to see great guest speakers like Tom Woods, who's going to be the Saturday night guest speaker, Declan McCullough from CNET, Cory Doctorow from Boing Boing, and so many others. We can't even go through the whole list. But if you go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, you'll see the full list of speakers, which is actually almost totally populated. There's still a handful that are kind of out there that they haven't announced yet. But it's going to be an awesome event. There's still hotel rooms available. You can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum and use our discount code to save 10% on your registration. The discount code is FTL2013. That's FTL like Free Talk Live 2013. Use that to save an extra 10%. And we will see you there because Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live. And I don't know if I can announce this, but I think I can, considering I helped make it happen. There's a big, big guest speaker that is going to be coming to this thing that really was kind of a last-minute put together. Vermin Supreme.
I'm excited.
Yeah, Vermin Supreme is going to be one of the guest speakers at the Liberty Forum.
For those of you who don't know who Vermin Supreme is, during the elections every year, the presidential elections every year, that guy that's running for president with the big rubber boot on his head.
That's him.
That's him.
And he will be there, and I presume he will have his boot. And
I can't imagine he won't.
He's also going to have a movie to show us, which I'm excited about as well. So it's going to be a great time to... It's always fun to be around Vermin Supreme because he's just a crazy character. And if you haven't heard, if you haven't heard our interview of Vermin, you can go to guests.freetalklive.com. We were graced by his presence on our airwaves a little while back, and so that was pretty entertaining. Let's go back to Ray. He's listening in North Carolina. Now, Ray, you're concerned that slavery still exists today. I agree with you that far. I think it's a more subtle form of slavery, but you were going to present to us some sort of a solution, and it had something to do with a street in California in the 60s. Go ahead.
No, it wasn't in the 60s. It was in 1906 to 1909.
Sorry, I got that wrong. In 1906. All right. And so what happened? You said something about the nation was baptized, or I was confused.
Yeah. Okay. You cannot separate the explosion in the early 1900s with Azusa Street and Deuteronomy 28 because they're all interchangeable.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Explosion?
Hold on a second. Now, Azusa Street was a move of the Spirit where people were crying out to the Holy Spirit for His power. Okay.
So this is like a group of religious people all living on the same street?
No. It was at 312. I think it was on Azusa Street in Los Angeles.
What was on Azusa Street? Is it a church? I mean, what was on this street? A house?
It was a house, and basically it was like a very, very powerful, it changed the world, okay?
Okay.
Well, apparently it wasn't powerful enough because neither one of us has ever heard of it.
I know, but it was really, really big.
All right, it changed the world, but we didn't know about it. Got it.
Okay, so how did the nation get baptized? I thought only individuals can be baptized.
Oh, hold on a minute.
I don't have a whole bunch of minutes, man. We've got other people that want to talk on these airwaves here.
Okay, I'm just going to read you the first part of Deuteronomy.
No more. I don't want to hear any more Bible. We haven't heard any Bible yet, but I don't want to hear any Bible excerpts, really. What you were calling about was to give us a solution for slavery, and you've been beating around the bush.
I'm not beating around the bush, man. This is what it says. And it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass under the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments, which I command
you. All right, I can't handle any more of this. Can you just tell us, like a human being, what the solution to slavery is? If it's to read the Bible, then that's, you know, okay.
Azusa Street. It's listening to the voice of the Lord in having another Azusa Street. Deuteronomy 28.
But you haven't told us what happened on Azusa Street.
Azusa Street was where a bunch of people came together and they were massively praying for God's power. That's
so if you pray together, you believe that if enough people come together and pray together in the same physical location, that will end slavery?
You gotta know Deuteronomy 28.
All right, well, take your word for it. Thanks for the call, Ray. 855-450-FREE. Mark, you read the Bible. What do you think about that one?
I think that people got together and tried to levitate the Pentagon. I think that there are currently like 1,000 monks paid for by a bunch of rich people. I think it's in like Iowa or Kansas or something, meditating for world peace right now. I love the idea of praying and what it does for one's mind, but I think you need to do something besides that.
I tend to agree. I think that if you want to end slavery, you're going to have to physically do something. And I don't mean violent. I just mean, like, oh, I don't know, refuse to do what you're told. Because if all the slaves didn't do what Master told them to do, then Master would have had a real problem on his hands. And the problem that we have today is everybody just goes along to get along for the most part.
But you see, your solution is we all have to do something, too.
Well, no, not everyone.
I wish there was a solution.
No, I'm sorry. Did I say we all have to? No. You can sit on the sides and do nothing and just let everybody else do all the hard work. That's fine. In fact, most people will do that.
I want the solution for me.
The people that are going to make the difference are the ones who are willing to do. And then others will benefit from that, and they'll come along for the ride. That's just the way things go. I don't expect everyone to do anything at all. In fact, the evidence shows most people won't do jack to help themselves out. They'll just go right ahead and keep on being fleeced and keep on being owned and keep on being told what to do and keep on having the money and their obedience taken from them. And they'll just deal with it because they're too scared of what might happen. They've seen enough slaves getting beaten. They've seen enough peaceful people being thrown into prison cells, and they don't want that to happen to them. So they'll just sit back and they'll let other people do it for them. And as long as you just want to sit back and do nothing, then I don't see how you can ever expect anything to change.
I never claimed that I wanted
to
sit back.
Let's go to Charlie. I wasn't talking about you, Mark, although you still pay taxes. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, this is Tony. How you doing?
Sorry, Tony. They got your name wrong here. Go ahead.
No problem. I was just trying to help that poor guy out that was trying to explain the Azusa Street thing. That was painful.
So you can explain it?
Well, Azusa Street was a charismatic revival that started on Azusa Street in, I guess, Los Angeles or in California. But it was a charismatic revival that kind of spread across the nation among charismatic Christians. And it was a movement of, you know, kind of coming back to God and trying to make your lives right and that type of thing and become a little more active in making sure that, you know, the Christian ideals were being acted upon by the group. But it was just a charismatic movement that kind of started in California and spread across the nation. I'm not really sure what point he was trying to make as far as the Deuteronomy thing, but you know, just to clarify the Azusa Street thing, most Christians in the charismatic movement or in that sect of Christianity know about Azusa Street because it was just a starting point for a big revival at that period of time in the United States.
Gotcha.
But well, it's nice to get the little history.
I'm sorry, but, you know, it's like, holy cow, that was painful.
Thanks for clearing that up. Being able to communicate your ideas is really important.
The connection in his mind was, I'm sure, just crystal clear.
Hey, I don't know if you had another thought, Charlie, but if you do, you're welcome to hang through the news. We can bring it back here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. How well put together your thoughts are, that's up to you. You can take control, and you can also join us on Skype over at LRN.FM. Send us a request there. We'll add you in, and hour number 3 is next.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.